Thank you.
Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio? Mr. Blount? Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ellie?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America. One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are. The base field application on 1300 West 7th Street is adjourned until September. Laura, do you have an exact date for that?
September 26th, and no further
notice. Will they renotice, or are we going to carry this notice?
We're just going to carry it.
Okay, so anybody here on the face field application is going to be carried to September 26th with no further notice by the applicant. Those are all the changes I'm aware of.
Now, Mr. Keneally, 52 School Street has withdrawn.
Oh, 52 School Street, Arvind Patel, that they have withdrawn that, so that will not be
withdrawn without prejudice.
Okay. Let's move on to item number 5, 24-ZB-35V, Darlene Mumber.
Is Darlene Mumber present?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please?
207 Elizabeth Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I'm here because we had wanted to put a shed on the property. We've always had one here since we purchased the house. And we're just replacing it. Yeah, we really wanted to replace it because the metal one just rotted, and the other one, the wooden one, was just falling apart. Animals were attacking it. And so we thought if we put something up a little more sturdy, and I could put all of the things for my, for gardening and mowing the lawn, etc., and have a neat place.
Understood. That's okay. That's a good option. It's a good reason. Jonathan, do you have any questions or any issues with this?
No, I don't, Mr. Chairman. As we mentioned in the report, it's a very minor overage of the coverage from the principal building, and there's no need for any other variances.
Gotcha. Okay. Any other questions or concerns from anyone else on the board? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application? I believe there was a gentleman who was there earlier.
Yes. Could you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Sir, I need your name and address, please.
Yes, I'm Ken Beitz, B-E-I-T-Z, at 201 Elizabeth Avenue, Piscataway, of course. I'm right. We're adjacent to the shed and the illegal structures.
Okay, before you go ahead and testify, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Okay, hold on. My hand's up.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I read the papers on this, and it sounds like the board has already made up their mind on everything. And I got really...
Sir, the board has not voted on this matter yet. The board has not heard anything about this matter. So don't say the board has already made up its mind.
Oh, no, please. Don't take offense. I'm trying to express myself. I said nothing to do with the board. I said just by reading the application papers, it sounded, because some of the things that I read here, I'm not going to get into all this. It's basically trivia. However, the ordinances are law in town. The reason the so-called, the survey that was submitted, there's no data on it or nothing. And I was just concerned, like, where did this 160 square feet come from when they went a 96 square foot shed? I was just confused, and I really didn't know. And I'm like, well, what is this? Like, where is it? I went down to the township and I went over there and I was still confused. I ended up with Mr. Hoff's office and I showed him some pictures because what I did first, excuse me, I'm out of order here, chronological order. I went to the tax office and got something with the actual footage on it. So we're correct with it. I have that here, but you're not allowed to see it. Mr. Hoff's office has it and the planning board has it. I don't know if you folks could see it or regardless of that. The main structure is 1,364 square feet. That's the house. The garage, which is attached, is 588 square feet. It's 28 feet by 21 feet. That's a very big garage. The Mumbers are the fourth owners of that house. I lived there I'm 74, and my father built the house in 53, basically my whole life. We knew all the owners. I don't recall them having that first shed there. So anyway, I'm backtracking a little. If you add the 1364 and the 588, you get 1952. Okay, you got 1952, and they want a 98-square-foot shed. I said, okay, I figured all this out. I says, this doesn't add up. So I went out and looked. I said, well, the canopy, which is not on their what they submitted, and it's not on the tax office. That's a taxable item, by the way. You check with Greg at the tax office. It's 120 square feet on the back of the garage with a roof on it. It requires a building permit and inspection and building codes. I didn't know this. I just went back with a simple thing and said, where did the footage come from? My issue here with this meeting is the 1.6 increase, okay, which I'm getting to. So they want 98 foot, and I wrote it down on Mr. Hoff's office. I forgot the name of the departments. I'm trying to find my map here. When you want it, you can't find it.
Mr. Hoff's a construction official. He has nothing to do with the zoning board, sir.
No, I know that. It's nothing to do with the zoning board.
I'm trying to expedite. There were a lot of applications tonight.
I'm trying to do it right here.
Get to your point, sir.
Right now, what they want is 2,168 square feet over two illegal structures. You are never permits, okay? The metal shed they're talking about was ripped down. Matter of fact, a friend of mine, Michael Toll, took the scrap metal away, and I believe that was with Joe Frank. They never removed that. Mr. Mumber, when he built the shed in the back, in the corner, which is still there, I told him, I said, Richie, you have a permit to that. After his expletives, he said he didn't need one. He later built a 21 foot by 6 foot wide, 120 square foot canopy on the back. Anyway, the Hobbs office construction over there, they just took it down last night, yesterday and today, they ripped it off the house. Okay, it's off the house. So okay. The real issue here, this whole thing you have here is void on the face because it doesn't exist. There is no, the exact coverage of this house now is 1,952 square foot and they want to put a shed. Okay, 1,952. They can, and they don't even need you folks. They could just go down to town, get a permit and put a 48 square foot shed. No problem, beautiful. It's all within the law and nobody will be jealous and you have to go across the board in the whole town. Okay, it's 48 square foot. They want 96. Okay, the 120 in the back is gone. It's ripped off, okay? Now, that puts them not at a 1.6 increase. It puts them at 20.48, okay?
I'm going to cut you off, sir. Our township expert has no problem with this application. Okay,
he represents the township. No, I'll tell you right up. Piscataway is a big C, and it's not for chiefs.
Okay, that's good. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Normally, we give you 3 minutes to come back and discuss this. I've given you anywhere from 6 to 7 minutes.
No problem. I had you figured out right from day one.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Laura, anyone else have their hand raised?
Sir.
Okay. We're going to close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, sorry. I didn't hear you already. Mr. Mitterrando?
I abstain.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Mumber, your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document in our next meeting. We'll send a copy of that document to you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Take care, ma'am. Thanks for your patience.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Thank you.
Item number six, 24-ZB-38V, Vikash Sharitha.
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Good evening. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Your name and address, please.
Vikash. 18 Marcel Lane, Scarlet Agency 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I want to have around my house just to protect from these deers coming so many deer coming all the time, eating my fruits, vegetables in a garden. And also now we have grandkids coming here for their security also, and then for the privacy that we can have.
And you understand that if the township ever needs access to that easement, you would be responsible for removing and replacing the fence?
Yes, that's what is written here. But at the time of application, I was told that township will remove and I have to replace. I have to get it back. I don't know.
You would be responsible for removing it and replacing it.
Yeah, okay, I understand now.
Thank you.
I got the letter, so I understand that.
Any other issues, Jonathan?
We just want to see a full utility mark out, and we're recommending it be placed a little bit inside of the center line of that easement, just because we don't want to have the footings of the fence interfere with any utilities that might be there.
Is that okay, Vikash?
So what I have to do now?
So instead of having the fence, run along the property line.
So I got it. I have to 5 foot in, no?
5 foot in from the east yeah. Property line.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah. That's
and then fine. make sure there's no pipes underneath.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you're in agreement with that?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm gonna open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Everybody. Woohoo. Mr. Weissman.
Thank you.
Mr. Patel.
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka.
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando.
Yes.
Mr. Ali.
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
Your application has been approved with an amendment that you're going to move this fence slightly. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting and send a copy of that to you. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Good luck, sir.
Okay. I can leave now.
Is that a question?
I can leave the meeting now, or I have to
stay? Yes, sir. Have a good night.
Unless you want to take my place, and I'll gladly leave. No?
Thank you.
Item
number 7, 24-ZB-36V, Abdul Sharik Muhammad.
Hello, sir. This is Abdul Sharik Muhammad. I live in 515 Crestwood Street, Piscataway.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand, please? Swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
I do.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yeah, so basically I need to put a 6 feet solid fence because I need it for safety, security, and privacy for my family. I have two little kids, and most of the time they spend outdoors playing. And recently I had a burglary at my home on 7th of July. All my valuable stuff was stolen. So that's the main reason why I need to put up the fence, so that it acts as a privacy and security for my family, because we feel very vulnerable right now. We really need to have a good security so that even my kids can go outside, play anytime when they want. And the sidewalks in front of my house, they're very uneven, and they're concrete sidewalks. And if my kids, they try to play the right cycle on the sidewalks, they tend to fall off because they are very uneven and very old. So at some point, So that's the main reason we want to set up the fence, and looking forward to a decision from your side.
Okay, Mr. Muhammad, no problem. Jonathan, do you have issues with this?
The main issue that we have is the site triangle at the intersection of Buttonwood and Crestwood. That's why my recommendation was to push the fence back along Buttonwood, just to make sure that there is a clear site triangle. So right now the property line is approximately 10 feet from the edge of the road. I was suggesting that fence be located 30 feet from the edge of the road, 20 feet from the property line.
Mr. Muhammad, you okay with that?
Can I at least get like 10 feet if you don't mind? At least 10, because if you give me like 20 feet, I would be left with very little fenced in area, and that would be like, you know, Because mine is a corner lot, I would really not have much space for my kids to play around. And it would be very squeezed, to be very honest. And down the road, I'm also planning to put up a shed in my property, and that would also eat up a lot of space. So I would really appreciate if you guys can, you know, at least give me like 10 feet. I would really appreciate that.
Unfortunately, because the fence is proposed in the site triangle, it affects the ability of motorists to see safely. And that's why Piscataway is recommending that it be 20 feet from the property line.
It's a safety issue, Mr. Muhammad. I apologize, but you can do those other things with your backyard at different spots other than where it's going to be, 20 feet.
Right.
I can read the room pretty well. And if you are in agreement with the recommendations by my my expert, I can get you this approval, I'm pretty sure. So it depends on how you move forward.
Yeah. So just to add one more thing, the Buttonwood Drive, it's a dead end street. There is not much moving traffic over there. It's very quiet throughout the day. You can also check the layout, sir. So if you can just please give me some, concession or, so that we can definitely go ahead and put up the fence, because 20 feet seems to be, very, it would leave us with a very little fenced in area. So please see if you, something can be done on this regards.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure that while I've been representing this board, we have ever agreed to allow somebody to put a fence in the site triangle.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be the first time either. You really must either take time. We can put this application out for another month or so, give you time to talk it over with family and whatnot. But I think that the recommendation made by my engineering department is going to be a deal breaker with getting you this approval. You're on a corner property, and I apologize, but you purchased the property, and for safety purposes for all of Piscataway residents, we can't approve that in that site triangle. So,
sir, how about like 15 feet setback? Is that doable?
I believe Jonathan said 20 feet. Is that right, John?
That's correct. Would it be possible? Would the board entertain having the fence be at an angle on that corner, so that way it stays outside of the site triangle, provided that there's landscaping in front of it to make sure that it stays attractive. He can come into the office and we can.
I'm all in favor of that. I want the applicant happy. By that same standard, I want the township to remain safe on that corner lot. So yeah, if you want this gentleman to come in and sit with you and go over options or alternatives to the fencing, I'm more than happy to entertain that. I'm sure the rest of the board is saying.
So, okay, so let's say if I get offline and talk to Mr. Jonathan, would that be
tonight?
Yeah. So would that be approved on that day when I come and make the decision when I talk to him, or does it, would
can,
it take
can we do that conditionally? Give a conditional approval based on the outcome with Jonathan and.
Yeah, as long as we know what the setback is going to be and what the angled part is going to be, and I can describe it in a resolution, then we could do it tonight.
Okay. That makes sense to me. Anyone else on the board have any questions or concerns about what we're trying to do here? No. Okay. Show up to the public, Jim.
Well, I need Mr. Mizrahi to tell me what the setback of the fence is going to be and how many feet are going to be angled.
That will be measured tomorrow when I have the equipment to do so.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, we're going to have to carry this matter if we can't have that information this evening.
Gotcha.
Because I can't prepare a resolution if we don't have that on the record.
The specific on the record. I can appreciate that. Laura, what's the next meeting?
September 12th.
Mr. Muhammad, September 12th is when we would entertain this application again. Once you and Mr. Mizrahi have figured out how you want to come to a compromise.
Don't have to renotice. You don't have to renotice again.
Okay, so we're going to put this off till September 12th.
All right, thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay, anybody here on this application of Abdul Sharik Muhammad, it is being carried to September 12th with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Muhammad.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 8. Which is 24-ZB-34V, Hartke Kumar, Anjia, and Pankti Mehta.
Are the applicants present?
Yes.
Bungia and Mehta?
Yes.
Okay, I need to swear. I need to swear. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Could we record just show that Mr. Blount has joined the meeting?
Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney.
Could the applicants raise their right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. One at a time, could we have your name and address, please?
We can't hear you.
Yes.
All right. Hardik Kumar Unchira, 13 Rosewood Court, Sayreville, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
So we're currently doing addition alteration work to our home at 616 Plainfield Avenue. And we already have a front setback of 36 feet to the front door. We setting permits and everything for the landing and the steps, which is going 4.5 feet within the setback. Today we're seeking the variance for constructing a roof over that, which is roughly about 3.5 feet within the setback.
Jonathan, do you have comments about this setback?
The rest of the site's conforming, so this is the only variance. We do have a couple of comments and recommendations in the report that I'd like the applicant to agree to be conditions of approval, pertaining to the site triangle of the intersection with maintenance of landscaping, as well as obtaining permits for new outdoor mechanical equipment and screening the air conditioning and equipment units on the site.
Are you in agreement with that?
Yes.
Okay, great. We can move forward now. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
Yes, Alex W.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Alex.
Good evening. I need your name and address, please.
My name is Alex White, and I live at 614 Plainfield Ave.
Thank you. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. White.
We've actually met the new neighbors who are moving in. They're very lovely people. We're very excited to, you know, have some more younger people living next to us too. But the only concern we had is a big, beautiful house they're building. And unfortunately, it is very close now to my house, which is, I can kind of get over that. And my house has been grandfathered in. It's kind of closer to the property line than normal. My only concern and hope, and I hope I'm not being irrelevant, but I saw there was something about air conditioning units or the outside condenser needed to be fenced in or whatever, but I just wanted to see if it was relevant to know if that was going to be on my side, because if it is, it's basically going to be on my house, and I was just wondering if there was any way to make sure that it would either be on the other side or maybe in the backyard or something. But I mean, it's not complete end of the world, but I just wanted to see if, and I'm sorry if I'm being irrelevant, I'm a first-time homeowner, so I'm just trying to figure this all out. But
no, you're entitled to your concerns, absolutely. Jonathan, is that something that's relevant?
Can I just clarify with the question asker? You live adjacent on the side where the driveway is, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so there was an existing air conditioning unit shown on the drawings close to the intersection, so the other side of Correct. The house.
Yeah.
And seeing that equipment is what prompted that comment. So we don't have a plan, to be clear. We don't have a plan showing proposed equipment, but that's what caused that comment to be generated.
Okay, but at this point, we don't.
No. We're not sure. Mr. White, under the law, as long as that air conditioning unit is 10 feet off the property line, it's allowed to be there. If it's any closer than 10 feet, they would have to come back to the board for another variance application.
Okay.
It has to be 10 feet between the property line that you guys join and where that air conditioning unit starts.
Sure. Okay. That makes total sense. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any other members of the public?
No one else, Chairman.
Okay. Close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Item number 9, 24-ZB-32V, Andrian Bertha.
Is the applicant present?
Present.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Can I have your name and address, please?
Andrian Bethea at 440 New Market Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
I'm looking to do a fire rebuild. I'm doing, I believe I'm asking for 232 square feet out of my variance. I don't know what else I would be required to answer, but that's what I'm looking to do right now currently. Just the remodel, fire remodel. I'm currently not living in a home.
Mr.
Chairman, he's also he's expanding the house. He's not just doing a fire.
Redoing and expanding. Okay. Jonathan, okay, yes. Okay, you had some issues with the site impact form?
Code enforcement informed us of a number of violations associated with the property. Some of that was reflected in the site plans were provided, such as a second kitchen, the number of bedrooms. Yes, we acknowledge the building coverage as well in that staff report.
Mr. Chairman, we do not usually permit second kitchens.
No, I'm well.
The plans that the architect did was supposed to be a butler's pantry, and he put a it's not a kitchen. I believe that what's coming up is a question is, when I bought the house back in 2006, I got a letter from code enforcement said it was a bunch of Mexicans living in my property. As you can see, I'm not Mexican. Back then it was code enforcement official came out. Mr. Johnson came out and did a walkthrough through the house at the time. I showed him who lived in the house at the time, which was my kids who at the time went to Arbor. They were all young kids. It's never been a rooming house, and I never had Mexicans living with me. I'm foundational African American. So it was basically slander. And also there was over the years, I got to know Mr. Snyder personally, because it seems like every time there was something, I'm a car collector. So I have, and I still have my cars. I have all the cars here to collect the cars. They're all registered and insured, collect the plates. I was accused of running a used car lot. Mr. Snyder came out multiple times and checked the insurance policies and the plates and made sure the cars was there. There was never any cars for sale on the property, never any cars on the street, but it just seemed like anything that happened, sir, was always something. If a neighbor parked their car by someone on the street, it was my car. You know, I used to get called, Mr. Snyder, I had my personal office number because he would call me and the police would come out, run plates and find out the car wasn't cars even belonged to me.
This has nothing to do with a second kitchen.
Yeah, it does. Because
what was told to you in the past and other
people? Well, it's in the letter. I apologize. It's okay. In the letter. It's in the letter that was given that there would be questions that would be brought up. So I thought I was addressing the letter. So concede. The pantry, the butler's pantry, sir.
Because I'm sorry. My name is Leslie Bethia, and I'm his wife, 440.
Okay, I need to swear you in, ma'am. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
My husband is a chef by trade, and that is why he wanted to add a butler's pantry so he has more space to put all the stuff in the kitchen. That is what it's for.
Yes, it's not an extra, not a secondary kitchen.
Extra like room for us to have more space.
There's no running water in this room. There's no gas are being run or electric.
No,
it's just for more space.
Yes, it's a pantry. It's got to be a pantry because I make my own bread and baking and pastries and stuff. So
sure.
I'm not looking to do anything illegal. I'm not looking to rent the property out.
Could you describe what you plan to put in the butler's pantry?
Bread maker, coffee station, storage.
Place separate from the kitchen to have like bigger equipment. We have like a bigger.
I do plan to have a prep station in there with a sink for butchering or anything. I don't know if that's part of it. You asked, was I going to have anything in there besides?
Will there be any cooking where you would need ventilation?
No.
Okay. No. And there'll be no gas running to a cooktop or anything like that?
No.
Can there be water?
I don't think water is an issue. Jonathan, would that be an issue? Would they have like a slop sink or something like that?
I would defer to the building department on that one. My concern is on these drawings, and this sounds like it's a miscommunication with the architect. On the drawings, the kitchenette depicts a refrigerator, a gas range, and a double sink. So if
that's got to be taken out of the plan, we can't proceed.
I would like a revised set of drawings just to reflect what the applicant's actually trying to do, which would satisfy that comment. And then our only other comment was to make some architectural revision to bring the footprint back into a conforming size. And then finally, just to make sure that they follow any code violations, which it sounds like they're on top of already.
All right, Jim, do we have to have the Bethayas come with new plans?
You could certainly make a condition of approval that they provide revised plans showing that the only items in the butler's pantry are what they've described here tonight and not what's on the architectural plans. I believe one of the concerns was that they bring the building coverage down closer to conformity, and we need some testimony on that.
Okay. So we're okay?
Yes.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none.
The building conformity, what does he mean when he says that?
The building coverage is limited to 20%. You're currently proposing 22.3%, which is a rather significant increase and a rather significant variance. Is there something you can do to reduce that number closer to the 20% maximum?
So the 22, I'm asking for what, 232 square feet?
You're asking for 22.3% and 20% is the limit.
So we can get the architect.
You're going to have to get with the architect and revise the plans with the quote kitchen, no refrigerator, no gas cooktop. The sink is fine as far as I'm concerned. And also, he has to reduce the footprint to more conformity down to the 20 as opposed to where you are at 22 point. Was it 8, Jim?
22.3%.
So
this is not the kind of thing that we can do as a conditional approval, Mr. Chairman. We would need those numbers in front of us before we vote.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're gonna have to meet with your architect and address those two issues, and then we'll revisit this application at a future date.
Wow.
Next month, September. Okay.
Okay. So anybody here on the birthday application, it is going to be carried until September. I'm sorry, the date.
Do you want to do the 12th? Do you guys think you'd be ready, or you want to do? We have a second one in September, which is 26th, I believe.
As soon as possible, because we're trying.
Okay, we'll do the 12th.
We're in a rental, so we don't have the resources and the funds.
Okay.
You'll be one of the first ones on.
Okay, so absolutely. Anybody here on the birthday application, it's going to be carried to September 12th with no further notice. If for some reason you're not ready, let us know, and we can carry it again.
Thank you.
Have a good night, guys. Item number 10, 24-ZB-21/22V, Muslim Center of Middlesex County.
Mr. Arch?
Hello, good evening, members of the board professionals. My name is Tim Arch. attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey here representing Muslim Center of Middlesex County. You will recall that we were before you not too long ago. I believe we placed all the testimony on the record as to what we were looking for in terms of a freestanding LED digital signage for the mosque's usage to basically act as a wayfinding sign. There were some outstanding issues. I think what was brought up in the staff report, the two sort of outstanding issues were hours of operation and the type of imagery or potential video being shown on that signage. In the interim, since last time we were here, we had the opportunity to discuss with the staff and the township's administration and worked out a developer's agreement to address, I believe, all of those concerns. Sets forth hours of operation, sets forth the specific occasions during the year where short video clips may be able to be played, talks about their duration, talks about all those sorts of limitations. I don't believe there's any additional testimony that's necessary unless the board would like it. The developer's agreement was already executed. It was provided to the township and I believe provided to the board, to Mr. Chairman and the and
I've got my copy right here. I believe we can move ahead on this right now, to be honest with you. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments about this application? Knowing that all the issues and comments that the, or concerns I should say, that the county had are addressed in this document here, and we can move it forward on this. That being said, do I open it to the public?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
There is no public, so no, Chairman.
Okay. Close the public portion, and I would make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yeah.
Mr. Blair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
I, Laura, I recuse myself from this application.
Oh, you... that's right. I apologize.
Okay. God, thank you.
I didn't write it down, sorry. And right. Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the evening.
Good night, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 11, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of July 11th, 2024.
First is Atul Kantaria, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Nicole Patel, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Chris Vakelchuk, which you voted to approve the amended application. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Last resolution is On Noor Academy, LLC, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka? Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes. Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Okay, item number 15, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting, July 11, 2024. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, item number 16, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thanks for everything, guys.
Have a good night.
Have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your vacation.